Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Hazel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maxwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berberet for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 0 for 1 in the game. Hazel hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Larry moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Larry scores. Bowling moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 0 for 2 in the game. Hazel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berberet moves to second. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Don Button. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Berberet moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Billy Klaus pinch runs for Pete Runnels. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bertoia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertoia moves to second. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Bertoia moves to third. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 0-for-3 in the game. Hazel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall. Hazel reaches second base with a double. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bertoia bunts towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gail Harris pinch hits for Red Wilson. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.